Well, when it comes to the old brass in pocket, certainly for a lot of the golfers around the region and, of course, around the world, it's been tough. But I guess it's been a bit of a two-way street there. Sure, not the international golfers and national golfers, not quite the big tournaments, but for leisure and for pleasure, it's actually been remarkably popular, one of those sports that's actually been really buoyant during COVID-19. But, of course, our traditional Daikyo Paradise Palms Golf Course there at Cowra Beach, Clifton Beach, looks like things are about to change. The decision is basically setting in motion to develop the 115-hectare Paradise Palms land as a world-class attraction, according to the developer, game-changing residential and tourism precinct. I live next door, so I guess it's something I've been watching with a bit of interest there. But I'm 50-50. I can certainly understand some of the reasoning why the owners really struggling with keeping the golf club and the golf course continuing to occur. Big block of land, very expensive in a lot of ways. And of course, you've got so much issues with respect to growth on the northern beaches and not a lot of places to go. Cairns Regional Council Councillor for, Division 2, Rob Pine joins me this morning. Good morning, Rob. How are you today?
Good, thanks, Murray. Very good.
Hey, look, good to have you along. And I did notice that for the Division 9 up there, Brett Olds and yourself actually were the councillors that voted against the approval of this particular one. As I said, I don't mind what you say because I'm 50-50 with this particular one, so I've got no agenda. But just tell me, what were some of the concerns for you that made you decide to vote against this proposal?
Well, as a councillor, defending the integrity of the planning scheme was my main the main factor, because that land's actually zoned sport and rec in the council's Cairns plan. So standing up for that was important to me. But the other big factor was the local residents there. You know, they did their due diligence. They decided they wanted to move to that area. They did all their searches. They said, yep, this is where we want to retire. And I think it's wrong to change the zoning on them after so many people have acted in reliance of that decision, Murray. And they moved here for a way of life, you know. And I think a lot of people on the northern beaches moved here for a way of life. With decisions like this, highway upgrades, more development, sooner or later they're going to find themselves living back where they came from without having moved, if you know what I mean.
Sure. And look, you know, is it a situation for council? Sure, you got certain standards, certain designations for particular areas. When you get a business and economic opportunity, which, you know, may deal with some housing issues, social issues, more infrastructure for the northern beaches there, is that something the council has considered? Okay, you've just said that they had a certain way that they were supposed to deal with that land. This other opportunity has come up and it's possibly trumped that. Is that the way that it's kind of worked out?
Well, I think new councillors fall for that, but I'm what you call streetwise, Murray, because I was around, like, I remember 10 years ago I was on the drive-in site talking to the developer who owned that, and he told me everything he was going to do on that site. And I've had so many discussions with developers. How many water parks have you heard about proposed on the northern
sure.
beaches? How many have you seen built, Murray?
Sure.
So, you know, I make no reference to this current developer, but my experience over the years in dealing with them is they're full of it.
Okay, and look, you know, it's certainly something we're going to hear a lot more about it. Obviously, the objectors have got some real concerns. With respect to the approval, I mean, you know, for the objectors, are there routes that they can go down and things that may at least change some of the proposal with respect to this development?
Well, sometimes people object to a development because they don't want it and they're not on strong planning grounds to make an objection. In this instance, I think the residents who are against the material change of use in the development, I think they do have fairly solid planning grounds to appeal to the Land and Environment Court. And all the noises I've heard is that's exactly what they intend to do.
Well, look, this is a bit of a curly one. Obviously, that entrance into Paradise Palms there along the Captain Cook Highway can be quite dangerous. It's quite a narrow entry area there. And, of course, for people going north and south, it can actually cause some real issues on the highway there. More people, more development, more infrastructure. What type of impacts, you know, I guess, is it likely to have on the road systems there? And coming back to what you said, you know, may we have additional back roads and all those type of things that may go past places that people have bought on the basis that they bought themselves a block of land in the bush?
Well, to be honest, Murray, I didn't know how Councillor Olds, the council of that area, was going to vote until the meeting yesterday. And he did put quite a good point in that, you know, he tries to have communications with transport and main roads, and they say, well, these roads can handle this density of traffic. But the point is, their standards set in southeast Queensland. So my understanding is there will only be the one road in and out, but that will become very congested. And as I say, people move here because they don't want that sort of thing, but they want a more relaxed, convenient lifestyle. But it seems we're going to have a lot more traffic volume on that road, that's for sure.
Yeah, and I think some of those access concerns is certainly an issue. You know, do we want another set of traffic lights there for safety? That's may be required, especially with the volume of traffic that's likely to be coming up and down there with the additional housing as well. Well, it's going to be an interesting one. And look, good to talk to you. And I can see with the John McKenzie Morning Show, Emily's back on board and John today. And certainly some of the key players with respect to this development. We're going to have some further discussions today. But Rob Pine, Councillor for Division 2, it's been a little while, so it's been good to catch up with you this morning, and thank you so much for your salient points. Cheers.
Thanks, Murray. Bye.